It's footy final season across the nation and in South Australia. This weekend's SANFL Grand Final is highly controversial, well before the first bounce. The state's football tribunal has allowed the North Adelaide Footy Club to compete in the final, despite having an extra player on the ground during a small part of its last game. The decision follows a five-hour hearing last night before a retired Supreme Court judge, who's described the club as being grossly negligent. And the punishment? It'll be felt next year, as Thomas Aretti reports.
With his kick, presenting strong and hard.
It's not every day a preliminary final of South Australia's Football League makes national headlines.
It's a pretty good kick in front of goal.
But during the last quarter of the match between North Adelaide and Woodville West Torrens, the commentator noticed something different.
So a player's just come off. Alex Spina is off, but they were sitting here with no players on the interchange bench here just a moment ago.
North Adelaide had 19 players on the ground, with the extra ones staying for about 3.5 minutes. But it's what happened during that time that perhaps bothered the opposing team's fans the most. North Adelaide kicked 8 points. The team went on to win by 5, sending them to the grand final. And after a hearing of the Football Tribunal last night, they'll still be allowed to play. The head of the league, Jake Parkinson, spoke outside.
Look, this has been unprecedented. And that's shown out in the amount of time that was taken to reach our decision.
But North Adelaide hasn't escaped without penalty. Retired Supreme Court Judge Michael David, QC, has fined the club $10,000. And it's been docked 4 premiership points for the next season. Jake Parkinson says he realises that's probably no consolation for the Woodville West Torrens team that lost.
I also know that they're a resilient group and that they'll look forward to next season.
And according to the commentator that spotted the extra man during the game, the next season could be tough. Michael Maney is with ABC Grandstand.
The 4 premiership points are interesting, considering that for each game in the SANFL, for a win, you only get 2 points, though they've been docked for 2 games. So they win 2 games next year, they don't get any points. I guess my reaction is that I don't think North Adelaide ever intended to put 19 men out on the field. So I guess it's probably the right call.
And he says it casts a revealing light on a broader issue within the league.
Well, I think the issue really is around the SANFL rules. I think when it went to the tribunal, they had to circumnavigate around the existing rules.
But on social media, some supporters are calling the decision weak, and they're urging Woodville West Torrens to challenge it in court. Commentator and former Australian rules coach David Parkin has told AM he can understand the outrage.
I am absolutely surprised in such an important game. I would have thought that this will be received with a great deal of negativity.
Last night, the head of South Australia's Football League, Jake Parkinson, said he hadn't received any indication the team would challenge the decision.
Thomas Aretti reporting.